from KQED.
There is a small movement, but one that's gaining steam, to stop using the phrase sharing economy. That's the term much of the media uses to refer to companies like Uber, Airbnb, and TaskRabbit. Critics say these companies have nothing to do with sharing. Sam Harnett explores how the term sharing economy came to be and why some people want to banish it.
These days, the most recognized businesses in the so-called sharing economy are built around apps where you pay for stuff, rides, or places to stay. This is far from the original idea of the sharing economy, says Neil Gorenflot.
It's sharing through and through. It's where individuals are working with one another to create the products and also provision the services that we need to live and live well.
Gorenflot runs Shareable.net, a hub for co-ops and websites like FreeCycle, where people give things away. He says the real sharing economy picked up after the 2008 financial crisis. It was utopian, anti-capitalist, all about reducing consumption. Then companies like Uber and Airbnb took off. Now for most people, they define the sharing economy.
They're sort of like the sharing economy death stars. You know, they're so aggressive. They raise so much money, you know. Like they're taking up all of the oxygen and the discussion, you know, in some ways, which is really frustrating for us.
Gorenflot says it's a classic example of corporations co-opting the feel-good language of social activism. The phrase sharing economy is particularly powerful, says Jana Eckhart, a professor of marketing at Royal Holloway University of London.
It facilitates consumers thinking that they are part of a larger movement.
Ironically, Eckhart says, instead of being about conservation, the phrase now puts a whole new positive spin on consumption. You're not paying for a ride or a room, you're part of a community. Sharing.
People want to believe that the consumption activities that they're doing have a larger purpose.
Eckhart is one of many pundits and reporters trying to kill the sharing economy label. So is Alex Hearn. He reports on tech for The Guardian newspaper in England. He says the argument is so simple, even little kids would understand. Paying is not sharing.
You'd be a very, very odd parent if you did tell your child, remember, you've got to share your toys with your sister, and she's got to pay you the market rate for what those toys are worth.
People like Hearn are pushing for new terms, the on-demand economy, and some call it the access economy. Hearn uses gig economy, which he says focuses on the people actually doing the work for companies like Uber and TaskRabbit.
It's both more accurate and it highlights what to me is the most important aspect of these companies, which is their relationship to labor.
Hearn says the media is really to blame for the phrase getting out of control. He says reporters jumped on the sharing economy trend after the financial crisis. Then they started using the term for all kinds of new tech companies. Now, Hearn says, it's hard for news outlets to stop using it.
It's a term which is widely understood. It's used to refer to hundreds of billions of dollars worth of companies. It's not going anywhere soon.
Sharing economy was on the shortlist for the Oxford Dictionary's Word of the Year for 2015.
Catherine Connor-Martin is the head of U.S. dictionaries at Oxford University Press.
The sharing economy is defined as an economic system in which assets or services are shared between private individuals, either for free or for a fee, typically by means of the internet.
Yes, the online Oxford Dictionary officially defines paying for something as part of the sharing economy, as does Webster's and other dictionaries.
If people who are passionate about this shame the media into no longer using the word this way and instead using it in a more restricted sense, then we would be obliged to reflect that change.
Well, Neil Gorenflot has been trying for 5 years to no avail. He and others in the original sharing economy have started giving up on the phrase. Now they've got a new name.
You know, the term for it now is called platform cooperativism.
Wait. What?
Platform platform cooperativism, all right? Or you just say platform co-ops, okay?
Not quite as sexy as the sharing economy. Then again, if it were that good, a corporation would probably come along and scoop it up. I'm Sam Harnett for KQED News.